Beaverdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We are happy to have him back on the show. Funny Bone this weekend, 270-2100, Des Moines.funnybone.com. Tom Arnold is on the phone.
Oh, hey, man.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. We're getting the kids off to school here. I am to get their breakfast. They never want to go to school. So we got two different schools this year, so I tried to coordinate that. And it's all good. It's all good.
How old are they, Tom?
Well, Jackson's in kindergarten. This is he's six, and Quinn is going to be four in December. She's in preschool, but they're very they're great kids. Jax especially always has an injury from the weekend or something that he messes with me. I don't always say messes either. Sometimes I slip up. But I can feel it coming. I finally I'll let him eat a while, and then I'm gonna just pick you up, and get you in the car. He goes, yeah. Well, I don't have a clothes on. I go, I don't care. I'm gonna get you in the car because we're not gonna make your sister late. That's the thing. I'll put you in the truck. We're gonna get in the car, and we got to get there on time because at his school, if you're not on time, they said a recorded call comes, and it doesn't just come to my house. It comes to where his mom lives.
That's your fault.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about that.
No.
It's fun taking him to school every day. It's not fun hearing about that. Plus you got to go into the office, and that means his sister and I have to park, and then we have to do the walk of shame in there and get a note, even if you're like a minute late.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
No, it's a whole to do. Now, do they? Treat you different when you come into the school?
Well, it's out here, so I assume there's not a lot of dads that do all the pickups. There's a couple guys I know that from. I will say what's different. Like preschool was pretty casual, and I did notice that a lot of the moms were more organized than I was, and I both kids went to the same preschool, so the worst thing I had was one kid had to go over this way, one had to go that way, and then my son would be like, "Hi, honey, I'm doing it. What's happening? I'll put your clothes on. I promise you. I swear I will. And one kid would go, and Jackson always go, "Oh, I got to poop." I go, "What? I got to poop now." So he uses that as his pooping thing. So I'd go, "Oh, no, I have to take Quinn in there." Now, so I can handle that. But I notice how organized the women, the moms were. "Yes, here, honey." "Oh, I know. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's doing a thing where she points the stuff in my office. I have to tell him what everything is." Now, so I just noticed the other moms were just seeing to be more organized and in much better physical shape than me. Like they were, and plus they didn't take any guff for their kids. Like their kids tried to pull some out of them. They're like, "Oh no, that's not happening. You're going into class." And I just wasn't up to doing that. I wasn't able to. I'm better now. But in this school, Jackson School is like a regular elementary school, and they are way meaner. Like if you're in the line to do the drop off, and he gets out of the car, and I like to get out and hug him and kiss him and then take a moment and take it in, because this is such an amazing thing. I mean, my son's in kindergarten and I'm alive. And then they start blasting their horns.
You can't get out of the car
and
in the drop-off
line. And then it's a mom. It's like, no, they're just tough.
Yeah.
And they just start mean. And it's so there's a couple dads that come, and I'm like, "Can you believe how mean they are?" They're like, "Yeah." But no, they treat me. But I also give a lot. I've participated in the things and,
You're on the PTO.
I mean, I don't know. Tom Arnold in drop-off line is now trending on Twitter.
Oh, my God. It's pretty bad getting there because we have to drive the driving out here. It's not like in Iowa. is great out here because we have to go up across the 405 on Sunset in the morning, and it's insane. It is just ridiculous. And we're timing it, and these moths will cut me off, and you just got to be on top of it. You got to be like a NASCAR guy. You can't let people cut in. You got to be alert at all times. You got to know, oh, up here there's a turn off by the synagogue, so I got to be careful because they're going to dart into me, and they are on point. These women are on point, so there's no lollygagging. You just got to know the area so well because they will cut in, cut out. You know, there's no leisurely trip to school, man. Wow. There's, it's crazy. And you're only going 5 miles an hour, but that 5 miles an hour, man, you got to be just, you don't want to just be miss a moment. You got to time everything. So,
but
a morning with Tom Arnold.
Yes. Right? I know. I love it.
By the way, I know you got to go. You got to get him to school here. We do not want to be responsible for you being late. But, the local news channel here did a story on the house that you and Roseanne started build. Did you ever see that?
I gave the farm and 2,000 acre farm or something. We had that restaurant in Eldon. I had some office buildings in Ottumwa and houses. And I just gave everything to Indian Hills Community College, the old place where I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, that's such a white elephant. Just to build the foundation to that thing costs maybe $2 million.
Yes.
I mean, it was just a ridiculous idea to build that house and a ridiculous marriage. But, but you know what the best part is can we go to school? That's insane. My son said, Daddy, can we go to school? Yeah, that's how bad they want me on the phone. You've never said a girl. I'm coming right now, honey. Yes, what happened? Oh, he got your finger? Why did you do it? Anyway, that's the thing. One story, guys, and then I'm out. Anyway. So we had a game. We had a game reserve, so he couldn't hunt in this one 400 acre place. But everywhere around it, it's probably illegal. It's the best hunting in the world. Anyway, everybody comes from far and wide to hunt at my farm. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say. It's the best hunting. It's great. It's like having a pond where you stock it.
Yeah.
And by the way, deer are awful. They're like giant rats. I have to tell my friends out here that all the time. I say, you don't grow corn. She can't find her lunchbox. Okay, see, this is about my life. It's like, first of all, Quinn is naked. She has no clothes. You can't go to school like that, honey. Anyway, okay.
This is the best call ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Come to the Funny Bone this weekend and tell people we're going to have a great time.
Yes.
And my kids won't be there, probably.
All right. You have a good one, Tom. Thanks for letting us in for a peek this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Tweet us @Star1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.